All right, my name is Jeff. I am an alcoholic. I started to write down a few things and didn't even have time to write down a few things. My sobriety date is June 28th of 2021. I have a few others, but I'll talk about that in a second. My home group is Dawn Patrol in West Seattle. We meet Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7:30 and Saturday from 7 to 8. My sponsor's Paul D, and my higher power is what I choose to call God. I have 3 service positions. I make coffee on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. at Dawn Patrol. I'm starting to answer phones here at Intergroup on the second Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And I'm also currently the special events chairperson for the Greater Seattle Intergroup of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's Pam's fault. And that's Lara's fault. And it's Mike M's fault. And a few other people, Paul C, and some people that taught me how to do service. I'll probably be a little emotional. I will be a little emotional during this talk. I didn't cry for 4 years until July of 2021. Happy to be here. Very happy to be clean sober all day today so far. It's a big deal for me. So what was it like? I'll stick real close to the what was it like, what happened, and what's like now. I was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm an adult child of alcoholics. My grandfather technically committed suicide because he couldn't stop drinking, even though he had cirrhosis. My grandmother put a hose in her mouth in a garage and committed suicide. My father had a heart attack at 58 years old in a liquor store parking lot in Alamosa, Colorado, and never had one day clean and sober. None of them did. But I've had quite a few in my life. I needed Alcoholics Anonymous when I was 17 years old, and I've needed it every day since. My mom sent me to a treatment center called the ARC right outside of Colorado Springs. And unfortunately, there was a 25-year-old female counselor there that attempted to teach me a little bit more than about alcoholism and drug addiction. And I'll tell a few things that just are true about my story. And that's not right. I made it 2 days after I got out of that treatment center, and I drank and used marijuana every day. Didn't use alcohol every day, but used marijuana every day and drank just about every day until I was 29 years old. I thought I was okay. I was living in Aspen, Colorado. I was a ski bum. I was one of the local marijuana dealers in town. We had all the sheriffs and the cops in our program, and we weren't going to get in trouble for any of that. And when I was 21, I started being a bartender in Aspen, Colorado. And we drank a lot, and we made a lot of money, and then we acted like we were really rich the next day and spent it all, hung out with the people that can afford to have homes and hang out in Aspen, Colorado. And then we were broke by 10 p.m. And then we went to the tippler and we bartended again. And then we were rich again for another 24 hours. It's interesting how there's a 24-hour thing to that. I treated a lot of women badly, dishonestly. I treated myself badly, dishonestly during all that time. And I somehow got 55 credits of school at Colorado Mountain College. And then I went to school at Colorado State. And I made it through 2 years of college there. Had a cool internship with the athletic department. I'm the type of guy that just really, I've been fortunate in my life that a lot of people, they meet me, We get to talking, we get to doing stuff together. They love me, and I destroy it within weeks, a day, weeks, or a year, usually. I do bad things. I say bad things. I react. I get angry at them. I blame them. I cheat on them. Do everything like that. So on March 16th of 1998, I went to a school counselor at Colorado State, and I said I have a extremely bad addiction to marijuana. I couldn't sleep for more than 2 hours. I was stealing. I'd moved in with the dealer in town. It's a good way to get free stuff. Even though he told me, you have whatever you want, don't go in my closet ever. I went in his closet all the time. I got arrested for stealing money from a liquor store that I was working at, because of course I got a job in a liquor store. I never took alcohol, but I would like, it was a drive-through, and everybody would pay cash. And I kind of just keep a little system on that. And of course I got caught on videotape. So I've had consequences. I had to file for bankruptcy that spring. Made a lot of bad financial decisions, but I got a college degree. And the day after I got my college degree, it was early. The day after I finished my last course, the degree, the graduation wasn't until June. I walked into that counselor's office and said what I just said about my addiction. And he goes, you're not only addicted to marijuana, you are addicted to alcohol. And there's a 5 o'clock meeting down here, and it's called Alcoholics Anonymous. And I go, yeah, I know what Alcoholics Anonymous is, dang it. And I went to that meeting and I did everything they said and was willing to go to any length. And made it there for about 4 months, moved to Colorado Springs, had a sponsor named John G. Him and I, there was only about 12 young people, clean and sober, pretty much, we thought, in Colorado Springs in 1999. And we started a young people's group at 702 South Tejon Street in Colorado Springs. And a year later, there was hundreds of young people coming to those young people's meetings in Colorado Springs. And I'm very proud that I was part of that. There's a man that in December of 2019, I'll get back to that. In December of 2019, there's a man named Mike that lives in Carbondale, Colorado, that 12-stepped me, and I 12-stepped him 10 years earlier. Interesting. Or no. 20 years earlier, excuse me. So, needless to say, then I moved here and I had nine wonderful years of alcoholics, of clean and sober living in Alcoholics Anonymous. I had worked through the steps 4 times. My sponsor was Paul C. Many of you know Paul and Pam C. Joel and Hans, we drove around another alcoholic named Mike for about 6 months, and he finally got it, and he's still clean and sober today. And we were doing it. I was doing everything you guys said to do. I was working with others. I had multiple service positions. The meetings I was going to was Abigail's Ghost and Magnolia Speaker Meeting and Tuesday Night Wedgwood Men's Meeting, conventions, lots of special events, lots of, you know. I had a job with Seattle's Best Coffee and got my ass kicked by Starbucks and learned how to be a retail marketing manager. I then got hired by the Alberto Beef Jerky Company. And I learned how to be a carny and a salesman and stuff from Art Alberto himself. Rest his soul, Art. Rest in peace. He was a great man. And then I got married. I met a woman, jumped in too fast, We're only together for about, thank you. We're only together for about 5 minutes left. Correct. Cool. We're only together for about 11 months. Got married in Hawaii, magical thing. And at a point in time, I told her many times that me picking up a drug or a drink is like putting a gun to my head. And it's true. And there was some guys that worked for the professional bull riding tour that flew in to Seattle. At 9 years, real quick, what happened is at 9 years, I just disappeared. Stopped going to meetings. I had the job. I had the wife. I had in a house on Southern Street in West Seattle, a little 600 square feet, but it was my first house I bought. And I was in my mid-30s, 35, 36, and I had arrived. I had done all my work. I was fixed. Forgot about my grandparents. Forgot about my dad and what happened to them. Forgot about everything we know that happens to us when we quit coming. And I still don't really know what happened. There's some guys around town that I've reconnected with after 15 years. They'll tell you, yeah, you just disappeared. And the only thing I regret one thing. I regret that I just said, nope, I'm no longer helping alcoholics and drug addicts get healthy. Just like that. And I made it a year. I never picked up a 10-year chip. And in summer of that year, those executives from the PBR flew into town in their fancy cowboy boots and their jeans and their cowboy hats. And I was not on spiritual ground. And we went to a Mariners game. And the beer guy came by, and there was four of us, and it was four Bud Lights. No power, completely powerless over the first drink. There was no thought. There was no call your sponsor. There was no 911 plan. There was nothing. I did not plan on drinking. I planned on staying. I planned on self-guiding myself through the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, doing a 10th and 11th and 12th step, having my mom and my friend Matt, who's not an alcoholic, be the accountability people that I was going to check in with. And guess what? Four Bud Lights. And then I was taking my clothes off on the bar at the Cowgirls Cowboys Bar Inc. thing down there, and got kicked out of that bar that night. And then, yeah, and then continued, and then, but then they hired me. And real quick, me and three guys had $1 million a year to spend. And then I came here and I worked for Comcast, and I had $180,000 a year to spend for 9 years. So for 13 years, I had zero financial impact from alcohol in my life. But from 2018 August, when they asked me to leave, they fired me nicely after 9 years. I just went off the deep end since August 18th until June 28th of 2021. So I think that's enough kind of about what it was like and what happened. But for the last minute or two here, what it's like now is I told you my sobriety date, my home group, my sponsor, what I choose to call God, the service positions I have. I've got 96 point something 7 days in my app here, and I like using the point. I've got five chips in my wallet. One's a 10-minute chip. One's a 24-hour chip with a notch in it, and when I give it away, maybe they can put a notch in it after they give it away. I have a 3-month, 90-day chip. I have this chip that Dawn Patrol gave me about this little poem, for he will order his angels to protect you in all you do. They just gave me that last week. And then Dick gave me a 49-year chip last week. You guys know Dick. Or some of you might. I don't know his last initial, but he's got 49 years. Dick S. So he's a member of Dawn Patrol. So I just got 10 seconds or 35 seconds left here. But what it's like now is I'm convinced. I cannot self-guide myself through this program. My spiritual awakening of yesterday does nothing for me today. Just like that alcohol and those drugs yesterday did nothing for me today. I needed it every day, and I did it every day. I'm grateful to be here, grateful to be asked to speak tonight on split second notice. I was gonna sit back there and catch up on service work for my position, but I don't need to do that tonight, because I'm definitely not gonna do that after I speak and not pay full attention to the next speaker, because my mom would be proud of that, and it'll help me feel good about myself. And when I feel good about myself, I want to wake up tomorrow morning, and I don't want to drink and do drugs. So thank you. I'm Jeff. I'm an alcoholic.